This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Hello, hello and welcome to Well, 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 brought to you live every Tuesday by VAC from midday. I'm Carlos. With me today is Jessie.
Hello, Carlos. How's it going?
Very good, very good. Thanks to James for the news and the morning show.
That's right. How are you today, Carlos?
Oh, look, I'm feeling amazing.
Are you?
I will want to start the show by congratulating every single Venezuelan around the world
for how come?
The elections, parliament elections that they had on the 6th of December.
Of course.
And hey, the lawyer Tamara Adrian became the first openly transgender person elected to the Venezuelan National Assembly.
Wow.
She represents the Venezuelan capital, Caracas.
That's amazing.
It is, it is. How are you today, Jessie?
I'm pretty good. I had a really nice, relaxing weekend, but that's because I was in a little bit of pain because of my back and have a little bit of chronic pain with that. But, you know, did some yoga last night. I feel so much better today. And, of course, very happy to be doing this show today with you, Carlos.
Hmm. So if people doesn't know yet, at Well, 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 we actually talk about topics related to sex, health and well-being and a gender and sexually diverse community. So, Jessie, what do we have in the show today?
So, today in Well, 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 we are going to be talking about PrEP. There's been a lot of activity around that lately, so I know it's not the first time we've talked about it on the show. However, this time around, our guests will be talking about the community approach to this effective way in preventing the transmission of HIV.
Indeed, a very effective way of preventing HIV transmission, PrEP.
Exactly.
Hot topic. We're going to be talking about it. So how can the listener join the conversation, Jessie?
Yeah, so as per usual, there is a plethora of ways to join the conversation. If you guys want to ask any questions, please, please do. Or if you just want to comment on what it is that we're talking about, please just give us a call at 1300-JOY-949. Send us an email to onair@joy.org.au, which I find is easiest because we get them directly into the studio and we can read them straight away. Or you can SMS 0427-JOY-949, tweet us at wellwellwelljoy, or of course you can like our Facebook page and get all kinds of updates at facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
So, yes, that's it. We are having two guests in the show.
We are.
We're going to talk to Simon Ruth, the VAC CEO, about the Victorian PrEP Accord.
Exactly, which just got released last night.
It was signed last night.
Yeah.
And we are going to be talking with the fabulous Stephen Spencer.
That's right. We will be, who has just arrived as well. And we'll be speaking to him shortly after Simon.
Yes, correct.
Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And today our first guest of the show is Simon Ruth. That's VAC CEO. Now, Simon, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carlos.
We're going to be talking about the Victorian PrEP Accord, of course, in a minute. However, can you please remind the listener, what is PrEP?
So PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis, and PrEP is probably the newest way to prevent HIV for sexually active people. It's essentially the use of an antiretroviral treatment called Truvada, or there's several generic names, and if you take one of these pills every day, you'll essentially prevent yourself from contracting HIV regardless of the other prevention measures that you use. So it's been shown to be more effective than condoms or serosorting or negotiated safety, any of the other prevention mechanisms that we use. And in the research worldwide for men who have sex with men, no one who has adhered to the regime, so taken it daily, has seroconverted with HIV. So it's a very exciting new wave of prevention, and along with undetectable viral load, we think these are the two things that are really going to change the HIV landscape and help us achieve our goal of no new infections by 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Simon, what are the current challenges we face in Australia, or in Victoria in particular, with regards to PrEP use?
Hi, Jessie.
Hi, Simon. Sorry, I should have said hello first.
Well, I guess the current challenge is, one, it's not widely available. So in Victoria at the moment, you are either on the VicPrep trial, and there's about 110 people on that trial, or you're purchasing it yourself, and most people would be purchasing it internationally. So they'd be getting a script from their doctor, and they'd be importing it themselves. Because to buy it in Victoria, off-label, which is... because it's not on the PBS for prevention, costs about $1,000 a month, but to import it yourself, you can drop that price to around $50 or $60 a month.
So
access is one key issue, that people have to bring it in themselves. Cost is also another issue, that not everyone can even afford $60 a month to bring it in, or the $200 that it costs when you buy 3 months' worth of supply. There's also an education aspect, that if PrEP is going to be effective, you need to take it every day.
Yeah.
So VAC and Living Positive Victoria and others have a role in educating the public on what it actually means to be on PrEP. We would also encourage you to get 3 monthly health checks, get your STI checks, and there are, for a minority of people, there are rare side effects, so you need to keep track of those as well. And then probably the other big issue for us in Australia is the slow bureaucratic process to get this approved and onto the pharmaceutical benefits scheme.
Indeed. So it not yet being on the PBS, why do you think the government is kind of seems to be holding up a little bit of, you know, resistance against this, since it seems like, you know, from our point of view, such a beneficial drug out in the market? What is it that's preventing them?
So the issue is that in the Australian process, so to get a drug through the Therapeutic Goods Administration, which means to get it approved,
mm-hmm.
and then to get it onto the PBS, so to get the government to agree to pay for it, it's the drug company who has to progress all of that in Australia. So Australia has no mechanism for the government to approach a drug company, which is what occurred in the United States when it got approved in the US.
Right.
Because the government went to the drug company and said, we will waive the fees, we want you to process the paperwork. There's no mechanism to do that in Australia. So we're relying on Gilead, the drug company, to process its paperwork for the TGA and then process its paperwork for the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. That's at least a 2-year process, which we're about 9 months into.
Yeah.
And it also relies on them seeing a profit in it. So the drug is only on patent, I think, for 18 months after that 2-year process. So if Gilead decides there's not a sufficient profit, they may not progress it, and then we just get left without that mechanism.
Oh, dear.
So, Simon, we mentioned the Victorian PrEP Accord. Now, can you explain what is it and the main purpose of it?
Yep. So the PrEP Accord, all the AIDS councils in Australia and our peak body of FAO and other organisations like ASHM, which is the Australian Society for HIV Medicine, are all campaigning to get PrEP approved. In Victoria, there have been 3 separate activist groups which have established themselves in this state. They're all web-based activist groups. And we thought it would be a good opportunity, given that a lot of this advocacy is based in Melbourne, to get all the key players. So it's ourselves, Living Positive Victoria, the VicPrep trial, which is run out of the Alfred, and then the 3 activist groups, PrEP for Change, PrEP Access Now, and Time for PrEP, and to get everybody into a room and basically have some agreed principles on how we'll work together. So we had a meeting about 4 weeks ago. We agreed on a set of principles by which we would agree to work together and support each other. And last night we signed those off at a function at Pronto, our rapid testing facility.
Great, yeah. And I heard it was Pronto's birthday last night as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was
exciting.
Pronto's second birthday, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add with regards to, you know, since we're talking about the PrEP Accord?
The Accord, we've agreed that we're all working towards the same goal, that we all agree that PrEP should be made available to people who need it. We respect each other's differences. The activist groups will go about this in a very different way to VAC or Alfred Health, who have to negotiate with government more directly. Mm-hmm. And probably the main function of it is to agree that we'll communicate with what we're doing so that we don't get in each other's way, so that we can, you know, get this happening as quickly as possible.
That
and the Accord itself talks about the fact that, you know, PrEP should be made available to people who want it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So is there a place where people can go and actually read the Accord or yet?
Probably maybe today. Definitely tomorrow. It was only signed last night. I know some of the press have copies of it, so I assume they'll be publishing it, and we'll be putting it up on our website as well.
Okay, so as soon as that goes up, we will let our listeners know, everyone know, that they can access it on the VAC website. Thank you so much, Simon, for joining us today. It was great having you on board.
We'll continue the conversation after the song.
Absolutely.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're talking with Simon Ruth, the CEO of VAC. Simon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, sorry, I thought I nearly cut you off just now.
I know, I thought you said goodbye to me.
I did say goodbye, you know, I was getting overexcited. But, Simon, we were talking about the Prep Accord earlier, and there are many areas covered in the Accord, which you touched on briefly earlier, but is awareness in the general community one of the main points in the Prep Accord?
Yeah, definitely. So we've all agreed that we need to educate the public on PrEP and its availability and what PrEP means for us. If PrEP use gets taken up by a large number of men, it's going to change the landscape for us. You know, people need to be aware that they need to get tested regularly for sexually transmitted infections, that they need to keep their health checks up, that they need to take daily pills. There is some talk about you may not need daily pills, but we wouldn't encourage that. So
yeah.
We also need to work with doctors around doctors understanding what tests that they need to conduct and how to prescribe PrEP. And also other areas around PrEP's safety and efficacy and potential side effects. If people stop using condoms, they're likely to see higher rates of STIs. So, you know, that's going to be a whole other campaign for us about dealing with that possible rise in syphilis and gonorrhea and how we manage that. But if people are getting 3 monthly STI checks, we would hope that, you know, we're not going to see those rates skyrocket.
Yeah, and this information is all based on strong scientific evidence and very thorough research, isn't it?
Yes, PrEP has been widely researched. No one who has taken PrEP daily who was HIV negative has seroconverted in any research trial around the world.
Yeah.
Now in America, there are tens of thousands of men using PrEP, and there have been no seroconversions amongst people who took it daily. And only yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who people may know his name because he's been the head of the Center for Disease Control at the US HIV Prevention Conference, said the argument is over for PrEP. If you use the drug, it works.
Yeah.
So it's widely accepted now that PrEP does work, and PrEP won't be for everybody. A lot of people will want to continue to use condoms, and condoms, you know, they're a lot easier to get hold of. You know, you can buy them in 7-Elevens. It's going to be an easier process for a lot of people. But for people who want to use PrEP, the science supports it. PrEP works.
Okay. So what are the misconceptions? Like, we know that there's some stigma or possibly shaming people who are on PrEP. Have you heard about those, or could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, one of our agreements in the Accord is that people have the right to choose their own prevention measures, and that we're not going to make any moral judgments on whether someone wants to use condoms or wants to use PrEP. That's up to them. There have been, in the US particularly, there's been shaming of PrEP as a party drug, saying that, you know, people should just, you know, be more monogamous and you know, behave themselves better.
Right.
The VAC is a sex-positive organisation. We accept that people will and want to have sex. So whether you want to use PrEP or you want to use condoms, whichever one of those you choose, we will continue to support you in that. And part of the agreement is that we will agree, all the partners in the PrEP Accord will agree to counter any stigma or shaming of people for whichever prevention mechanism they use.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure they were saying the same thing 40 years ago about the oral contraceptive pill for females, weren't they?
Yes, we were.
So,
we were saying about
hopefully we move on from that.
Saying it about condoms and gay men back in the 80s, it would just encourage sex.
Yeah.
Mm. So, Simon, can you talk a bit about what the PrEP Accord says about access to PrEP?
Well, the Accord, you know, access isn't great right now, and that is probably the key issue that we're all working on. And the Accord basically says that the six organisations who signed on will work together to try and create access. We are doing it through negotiations with the state and federal governments and trying to speed up those processes. And then other groups like PrEP Access Now have established a completely independent access scheme through Green Cross Pharmacies in Africa. And PrEP Access Now have really set up an amazing process to help people import drugs. They've halved the price of the drugs through the other online pharmacies, and they've even set up their own access scheme for people who can't afford to pay for PrEP. So they actually have a scheme for where you get free PrEP if you can show that you don't have the means to purchase PrEP yourself. So those guys over there are doing an amazing job at PrEP Access Now.
They are, and actually we have Steve Spencer after your interview over here.
Oh, okay.
So
Steve Spencer, who was in all the papers last week, so
he is in social media quite often. Anyway, look, for access to PrEP, I imagine by supporting the access, wide access to PrEP, you are actually supporting the registration as a HIV prevention through the therapeutic good administration as well, and supporting, to being subsidized by the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, correct? Like, yeah, will that help?
This is about disease prevention. We want to end all new HIV infections by 2020, and getting PrEP onto the pharmaceutical benefit scheme as quickly as possible will go a long way to achieving that. Condoms are great, and condoms have been wonderful, and condoms have been our first line of defence for 30 years and will continue to be our first line of defence into the future. But every year there are still 1,000 or so men in this country that contract HIV, and hopefully PrEP in combination with condoms and PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, and also our push into treatment as prevention and undetectable viral load. Between all of those, we are hoping that we can end new transmissions of HIV in this country within 5 years.
Great. Thank you so much, Simon. It's time to bring the conversation to an end now. And thank you for your time. It was very comprehensive, and you seem very knowledgeable about this, so you're the best guest to really come on.
Thanks for your time.
We'll be right back after Pure Shoes by All Saints.
Thanks, guys.
The Victorian AIDS Council presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being. Health and well-being.
Joy.
Tuesdays from noon on Joy, Well, Well, Well is your one stop for expert advice, real stories, honest, informed conversations and unvarnished opinion. Brought to you by Joy sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council. Well, 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 tune in and get informed.
Indeed, you're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Now, we're joined on studio by Steve Spencer from PrEP Access Now. Welcome to Well, 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 Steve.
Hello, thanks for having me on air.
Now, Steve, how are you today?
Yeah, very good. I mean, the humidity in Melbourne today is a bit much, but...
No, it's a little bit sweaty out there, isn't it?
Now, we're going to be talking about the PrEP Access Now group, yeah? Yes. Who is behind the group and what is it?
So we were just a bunch of local guys. We here in Melbourne, we saw government in action on getting access to PrEP here, or access here in Victoria in particular was either too restrictive or just non-existent. So, we figured if we want change, we'll make it. So our current committee members are myself, Warwick Emmanuel, Phil Joffe, and Chris DiMeglio, and the four of us together working hard to make PrEP more accessible here in Victoria until we can get the government to do something about it.
Yeah, good on you guys. And how is it that, whose brainchild was it? What is it, how did you guys come together and how was this born?
Well, one of the most amazing things about PrEP across the world has been that it's been sort of a social media phenomenon. Mm. Gay men in particular have come together online to discuss PrEP, discuss ways to access it, to criticise it, all these sorts of things. It's really quite wonderful. And that's how we formed. We all started on a conversation on Facebook, and then we met, and then we incorporated as an organisation, and now we're doing good work.
That's really great. Now, you guys also have a very comprehensive website about PrEP that's got a lot of information and whatnot, haven't you? Now, how does that work and who put that together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we put together a website for multiple reasons. Like, not only are we enabling access to three online pharmacies at different price ranges, including our the cheapest one we've got with Green Cross Pharmacy, which uses a Southern African manufactured version of what would be called Truvada otherwise. And we also provide, through that pharmacy, our low-income access scheme. So for every two orders we get through Green Cross Pharmacy, we have one three-month order for a low-income individual. And currently we have more than 30 positions in that scheme that we want to give out. So please, if anyone's listening, visit prepaccessnow.com.au and get on PrEP if you want it.
That's amazing.
And also our website, we want to provide as many resources as possible. So we provide up-to-date information. There's so much research out there at the moment and it can get confusing. So we give as much access to that sort of stuff, as well as access to prescribing doctors across Australia, because at the moment there's a lot of confusion about where you can get a prescription for PrEP. So we've even had doctors approach us and say, can we be on your list? There might be, there are suburban doctors who people might not know about, because currently it's the high caseload inner city clinics that can prescribe it, but you know, there are other doctors that can also prescribe it, so we're having a really positive feedback for that.
Yeah,
that
it is really it is great. A very comprehensible website that is prepaccessnow.com.au. Mm-hmm. Please go visit if you're interested.
Yep.
And they will help you out. Now, you guys are really, really active as well on social media, on Facebook especially. You have a page as well.
Yes.
So what are the questions, I think, that most people will approach the group Prep Access Now asking about, basically?
Yeah, so like I said, Prep's been like a social media phenomenon.
Yeah.
And you know, currently gay men are the largest target, but we must also acknowledge that there are women and trans men, trans women, heterosexual men that also want access to PrEP, but currently gay men are quite vocal about it. And social media, Facebook in particular, has been a wonderful way. It's quite cathartic, really. People coming on board onto our Facebook page, as well as the other Facebook pages like Time for PrEP and PrEP for Change, discussing their journey with PrEP, because PrEP really is a journey. Asking, you know, there are, you know, before you take it, there are concerns like what's the efficacy of the drug, sources of the drug, the side effects of the drug. And then once you are taking it, you know, there are other questions. People ask questions about, you know, how do you manage bareback sex? What about STI concerns? Even social concerns. What will people think about me? Oh, and also people just being proud that they're doing their bit to end HIV in Australia. People actually taking a photo of themselves with their first blue pill. And
yeah,
that's really great.
When you see that, it makes this all so worth it. It's so wonderful.
Yeah, and that visibility also helps kind of contrarest, if you want, the shaming of people on PrEP. Like, it's not like people are being irresponsible. It's by the contrary, it's actually taking a lot of responsibility and taking your own health in your hands.
Absolutely. You're being incredibly responsible by taking PrEP.
Yeah. Have you come across much negative social media lashback or negative press on Facebook or anything like that?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, there are very genuine concerns. The whole process with PrEP, you know, different people have different risk aversion because different drugs have not been tested in this country. People might see that as unacceptable. Whereas, you know, when you do test drugs, that only represents that particular pill. You can't test entire batches. You know, when it comes to medicating yourself, there are so many concerns, and they're very valid concerns. So it's really up to you. It's a personal decision, and you should also not judge other people's personal decisions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, of course, it is community roots group, and it's based on peers, basically. So you guys do a lot of that, creating awareness and spreading information about PrEP. I think you have an event coming this Saturday that we would love people to go to and get informed.
Yes, so this Saturday we're launching our Faces of PrEP campaign. So again, it's all about breaking down stigma, showing that everyone's the face of PrEP.
Yeah.
Even if you're not on PrEP, you are still a face of PrEP, because we all need to support the end of HIV. So yes, this Saturday at Molly's Grill Bar on Smith Street at around 3 p.m, we're going to have people come together. We're going to have a peer-led just discussions, basically chatting over beers.
Yeah.
We're going to have lots of PrEP users there. If you're thinking of going on to PrEP, you can chat to us, you know, just come and meet like-minded people. And we're also going to be running a photo shoot for our upcoming campaign, The Faces of PrEP, where we're going to be taking mugshots, taking inspirational quotes, or, you know, just we want to know what PrEP means to you. And we'll be doing customized profile photos and also a poster campaign. So we'd love for as many people as possible to be involved with that.
So you heard her here. If you want to be famous, this
that
is your opportunity.
Great. So it was Molly's Grill on Smith Street at 3 p.m.
Saturday.
This Saturday. That's great.
So it's really good. It's a social location. Mm-hmm. There's opportunity to, you know, meet other people that are using PrEP. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity, you know, to get information and be more active about it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be right back to continue the discussion right after the song. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Do you have a business, product or service that needs to be seen and heard? Become a Joy sponsor and get the best of both worlds. Have your message heard on air by 329,000 monthly listeners. Have your message seen online at joy.org.au via the Joy Sponsorship Directory. Sponsorship starts from as low as $295. And best of all, those who sponsor us for more than 1 month are featured on our listing free. Yes, free! Call 1300-JOY-949 or email sales@joy.org.au for more details. Joy 94.9, the diverse voice of the GLBTI community.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're joined on studio by Steve Spencer from Prep Access Now. Now, Steve, you mentioned the Prep Access Now, it has an assistance plan for guys who cannot afford the drugs.
Yep.
How does that work?
Yep. So like I mentioned, for every two orders we get through Green Cross Pharmacy, which is our South African source of the drug, they very kindly offer one free 3-month order for a low-income individual. So those people can apply to us. If they've got a healthcare card, they're accepted. If they're a student, if they can prove they're low-income, basically, yeah, they can then access that scheme. We've got over 30 spots available for that. And so if you know someone who might be interested, if you know an organization that might have clients interested in that, please contact us at info@prepaccessnow.com.au.
Great. Has anyone accessed it yet?
Yes, we've only had a few actually access it, which it's a very difficult group to find. And so that's why we are reaching out to the community to help those people access it. But, you know, with talking about this, we've had incredibly generous offers of donations. We've had, you know, the community really want to support this free access scheme, because next to either an opening of the trial here in Victoria, like they've done in New South Wales, or a sped up TGA and PBS process, it's the only option at the moment where you can get PrEP for free.
Yeah, that's great. It's so nice to see the community really come together and support each other.
Absolutely.
And come together for a common cause, which is really great to see. Now, you have shared your experience about taking PrEP. What does it mean to you? And yeah, what does it mean to you to be on PrEP, and how does it feel?
Well, for me, PrEP is my tool of empowerment. I sort of like to say, I like to use the example of, you know, my whole life people have told me to put on a condom. And it's almost a bit like telling a woman to put on a condom. A woman doesn't necessarily have, unless you use a female condom, a woman doesn't have the appendages to put a condom on. And as the receptive partner, you know, you can't tell me to put on a condom. I have to rely on other people to look after my health.
Mm.
You know, if I want to look after my own health, I shouldn't have to rely on other people. I should have to rely on myself.
Yeah.
So PrEP is my tool of empowerment. I take a pill every morning and I know that I'm not going to get HIV. And that's just such a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
So that's what PrEP means to me.
Absolutely. Now, what would you recommend to someone else who's considering PrEP as an option to avoid getting HIV, especially if they're, you know, maybe sitting on the fence, having concerns about whether it's stigma or whether it's having to adhere to it every day, or, you know, whether it's cost? What would you say to them?
Well, at PrEP Access Now, our line is, it's your choice, it's your right, it's your body. It is entirely your choice, and your choices need to be informed. So to anyone who might be considering PrEP, I say get informed. Education really is the key. Talk to PrEP users, engage with PrEP groups online, and you'll often find all the information you need. You'll find like-minded people who are in the same part of the journey as you. And really, just after gathering as much information as you can to put yourself at ease, make the right decision for you and your health. If you don't think it's right for you, that's fine. If you do think it's right for you, discover the best ways for you to access it, because there are ways for you to access it right now here in Victoria, and through prepaccessnow.com.au, that is how you can do it currently.
Prepaccessnow.com.au.
Now, Jesse, you know how, and Steve, you know, we love getting messages over here.
Ooh,
and hey,
messages.
We have a couple.
Yay.
One of them from David, who is the person who puts our podcast out there for people to download and listen to their own comfort.
Hi, David.
The show. So he just said, hi guys, enjoying your show. Just to let you know, last week podcast is not uploaded. Still trying to catch up with a busy week. Sorry. Cheers, David. David, thank you so much for your job. And the other one, loving the show, guys. Really informative and enjoyable. 45-year-old today and on PrEP for 14 months. No side effects and no stigma. Happy face, keep up the fabulous work,
and no
Ben.
HIV.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Ben. And happy birthday, if it's your birthday today. Thank you for sending it. This. Now, back to Stephen. Is there anything else you'd like to add with regards to PrEP, PrEP Access Now, or the work that you're doing?
With regards to PrEP, everyone needs to get behind it. Not everyone needs to be on it. Like Simon said, there are many, many risk reduction strategies, but there are also many people that those existing risk reduction strategies don't work for. PrEP will work for many people, and PrEP is wonderful. And with PrEP and everything else, that will get us to ending new HIV transmissions by 2020, and that should be the goal of everyone.
Absolutely.
And no one should judge anyone for the way that they choose to remove or reduce their risk of HIV transmission.
Yeah.
People also need to know that PrEP works. You know, there are lots of different studies around with different figures, but at the end of the day, like Simon said, if you take PrEP every day, you will not get HIV. And we can confidently say that now.
We can.
It's really quite wonderful.
Yeah.
And you need to know that, you know, there's misinformation out there about how you can access PrEP, but now, you know, we know that there are easier ways to access it. But we also need to put pressure on the government, because we all need to understand that it is the government's responsibility. We have universal healthcare here. We have this innovation at our fingertips. We need to make it accessible here. So we need to, you know, put the heat up, put the heat on the government, and let's get PrEP accessible to everyone here.
Yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
So much.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming onto the show. We're just going to close the conversation there. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And hey, Jesse, time flew today.
It always does.
We're almost done with the show. However, before we start saying our goodbyes, I would like to remind our listener that on December the 10th is a very important day. Jesse, why?
December the 10th, Thursday, is International Human Rights Day. So back in 1948, the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Correct. So indeed, a very important day. Also, a quick reminder for all of you who want or need information about PrEP. There is the group PrEP Access Now.
PrepAccessNow.com.au. And just to remind everyone, if they want to listen to the podcast, please go on to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And you can have the podcast there. They're usually uploaded once a week, or if you wanted a friend to listen to that as well. So I think that's all for now, guys. Until next week.
Until next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.